This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the site is free. freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. It's all on the house. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about cults, non-religious-based cults to be specific, everything from network marketing to this thing that Mark is involved in called Landmark Education, or so they call it. Essentially, as I have understood it, and I have spent hours and hours over the past few days researching this, taking personal experiences from on the web, taking undercover video footage from a French documentary, a French news report, an hour-long report on this landmark organization.
And you could just take the forum and find out what it's like for yourself.
And digesting it all, and I've seen enough. I don't need to know any more about it, Mark. I went to the introduction, and anyway, essentially it's a group that is dangerous in that it essentially, we're going to talk about what they tell people about life. And because people come out of this saying, this is so awesome, this is so amazing, you're going to change forever. And how damaging it can be to people who've had traumatic experiences. Now, Mark, you weren't there to help yourself with traumatic experiences. You're there to help yourself with your sales career and other things like that. So
right.
That doesn't really apply to you. The other thing that they do, besides putting people who are in have traumatic experiences in danger, is they also brainwash people into working for the company for free, into essentially making sales calls for the company for no compensation and more. We're getting back to the phones. In fact, we're going to talk to a lady who was a landmark survivor, as she puts it, here in a moment. But back to Johnson in Florida first. Get back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Johnson, what I wanted to go over with you, and you may have another couple points as well, but there's something we touched on last hour briefly with Mark, and that is this concept that they present in the forum. I don't know if you've come across it in your research yet, this concept of separating so-called what happened and the story about what happened. And let me just read this excerpt here from rickross.com. This from a psychologist, somebody who knows something, who was attending the forum and making notes, I guess.
Well, hold on just a second. Now, who is Landmark Education in direct competition with?
I don't know. Other large group
like
awareness training seminars?
If they're helping people get over experiences in their life that they've created stories around, maybe they're in competition
with
psychologists.
They aren't helping people get over these things. Mark.
Doctors talk out against chiropractors
qualified.
All the time.
They are
if,
not
qual- If you seriously believe that they're in competition with psychologists, then there's a serious problem.
Okay.
Then there's a serious problem with the Landmark Forum because those people are not trained to deal with the issues that people are presented, and they are not aware of what sorts of dangers can happen when people deal with those issues.
Oh, they're aware that there are dangers. Their disclaimer specifically says that people may have some very severe psychological reactions to taking the forum.
Yeah, but because it's a disclaimer on the organization doesn't really necessarily mean much. I mean, there's a disclaimer on a paintball.
Well, it just means that they know.
Play paintball, there might be a disclaimer that you might be able to get, lose an eye, but I don't think most people really think that it's going to happen.
No, of course they don't. But it means that the Landmark group knows that in the past people have had breakdowns, people have had to go to the hospital after the forum. There have been all kinds of crazy things that have happened.
Well, absolutely. The reason why they have a disclaimer that you can't have any sort of serious mental issues is because they're going to push it.
It's such a scattershot approach.
You can't have a heart condition if you get on a roller coaster.
Exactly. It's such a scattershot approach, too. You've got 200 people sitting in a room and one person with a psychological trauma coming up to air their problems in front of a group of 200 strangers who's then verbally abused by the leader of this group in front of these people. This is going to cause serious problems. But let's talk about the actual concept.
Ian, we have to be clear. It's not abuse. It's help.
I don't see abuse. I've never seen abuse.
Of course you don't, Mark. You're a member of the group. All right, so...
Because, Mark, I don't think that you have an understanding. I don't think you've had enough experience to understand the difference between abuse and help. I think someone could abuse you and then pull you aside later and convince you that it was help and you really wouldn't understand the difference.
Let's see that.
I want to explore this weird concept here, Johnson. I want to hear what you think about it. This from this guy's article. When the forum leader asked where we withhold ourselves in life, it led to quite a stir. People argued that, sure, they may hold back or react negatively to certain things, but you would too if you knew their background. A woman is upset by the leader's suggestion that what happens in life is not really a problem. Rather, says the leader, is the interpretation, the meaning you add to it, that is hurting you. The woman stands to argue against this presumption. She is clearly emotionally invested in the debate. With tears in her eyes, this trainee begins to relate that she is a victim of a sexual abuse as a child and a victim of multiple relationships gone bad as an adult. The abuse has left her feeling dirty and worthless and with no chance of developing a healthy romantic relationships today. The leader takes the chalk and diagrams a simple distinction on the board. These are the simple facts of what happens in life, and there is a whole domain of meanings and interpretations that we add to the word. They are separate. What happens and interpretation. What we humans do, as explained, is take the simple facts, reality, and combine them with the meanings and interpretation we make up in life, and then begin to relate the interpretations as though they were the reality. In less than gentle terms, the leader presses the woman to place her experience into this model to see that the sexual experience is what... the sexual experience she had, the molesting, was what happened, and that the dirty, worthless victim, unable to develop relationships, is her story about what happened. The leader says, "You made that up! It's not true, it's a story! And now you live in this soap opera that you call your life, and you made it up! You want to get that!" Although the woman is in tears and furious, the leader does not afford her any sympathy.
Well, and what good is sympathy going to do at that moment in time? She's created, around this experience, a story. Something that's not true.
Here he
she
goes,
was
Johnson.
Sexually abused, and as a result, she feels dirty, worthless, and unable to have long-term romantic relationships.
That is exactly the type of situation that trainer, that supervisor, whatever you want to call it for that group,
Landmark
is not
leader.
Trained to do. It's not that person is not trained to delve into that type of psychological territory.
As far as the training goes on these people, I would have to say that it's best that you would have to talk to somebody from Landmark. I think that I consider them highly trained.
Doing that type of behavior in order to elicit an emotional reaction in that fashion can be psychologically damaging. And I think that people, I mean, if there weren't this thing, if there weren't that forum, if there weren't that waiver, you can guarantee there would be some people that would have a viable lawsuit against Landmark.
It's an outrageous suggestion as well that you explained it before, Mark, and you're probably going to have to explain it again because we're in a new hour here. The suggestion, as I understand it, is that there's what happened and then the story about what happened. So when Daddy molests his little girl... the touching is what happened, but the story is the fact that it hurt her. She made up the fact that it hurt her, and she should really apologize to her dad for that sort of thing. These are the things that go on at this forum, Mark.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah, I also wanted to bring to attention, I know you kept mentioning rickross.com.
Yeah.
And I did want to you are aware of the fact that Landmark Education did attempt a lawsuit on rickross.com.
Yes, they did.
And they failed because rickross.com is just a BBS, so they have no, due to some laws about freedom on the Internet, and thankfully freedom won out, that Rick Ross is not held responsible because those, stories are luckily personal stories from people who just happen to participate in the BBS.
But now, Mark, you said that this doesn't happen when, in fact, it does. There are several accounts of it happening. But you're dodging the point about this weird concept.
It's not a weird concept.
Can you explain it again, then?
There's what happened. Like, the lady was raped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't remember, was it by her family member or not?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, the lady was raped. And then there's everything she created around that. I'm worthless. I'm dirty. I can't have long-lasting romantic relationships. All that stuff are thought processes that she created around what happened. Yes, what happened to her is bad, but...
And the appropriate answer is to just say, drop it all. Make it all go away. Poof, goodbye.
Well, hey,
that's what their message is.
What if
it
works?
Okay, here, let's lay something out here. Mark, for example, what we're doing to you right now could be considered almost something like what would happen in a Landmark Forum type situation. We're saying to you, Mark, we see an issue with the problems that are going on in your life. You're a very gullible person, and you've been sucked into this organization that is taking your money, and we see a problem with it, and we want to help you. So we publicly berate you about your gullibility and your, lack of ability to discern any difference between a real organization and an organization that could be harmful to your mental health, and we do this in a public situation. That could be considered abusive. What we're doing to you right now could be considered abusive. Now, the major difference between what we're doing and Landmark Education is at the end of this conversation, you've walked away with the advice, you're a radio show host, you're doing it for entertainment purposes. if we were Landmark, we would be selling you on a class and asking you to invite your family members to another group.
Yeah, we'd have
why is one abuse and the other one's helping me?
We're coming back with more of This Is Your Show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 25th, 2006. Gold opened at $581.10, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $612.53. Again, that's $612.53 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minutes. Yesterday, you learned how to choose professional repair shops, like pros. Now, how do you speak the language? When I come back, I'll tell you how to translate your car's click, click, click into something technicians understand. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
You don't have to be MIT graduates to know communication is key. These Cliff Notes are courtesy of Car Clinic Minute. Keep a diary. Record what your car's doing you don't like. Unusual smells, sounds, drips, warning lights. And when? Is it cold, hot, rainy, sunny, at slow speeds or high? Next, share your diary with your technician. Let him see the heartbreak of click or clack. Then, take you for a spin and replicate the very thing he read about in your diary. Now, you're speaking the same language. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, preferably if it's about cults. And we'll talk about cults of all types, but we've been focusing on non-religious cults tonight, the things that people don't necessarily consider cults up front. By the way, our website, freetalklive.com, everything on the site is for free, including the archives. The last year of the show is right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Enjoy it for free at freetalklive.com, and know this. That Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and it's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and to Margo, who's been holding very patiently from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Margo.
Hey, Margo.
Yeah, the reason that I wanted to get my two cents in is I'd like to, for starters, save a lot of people some money. I'd like to give some people the cliff notes, basically. It really comes down to the fact that they're going to, you know, give you a system where they're going to tell you that, you know, we filter reality, you know, through a lens, and that we all have our rackets. But here's the punchline. The biggest racket is what they do. But the problem is, if you haven't done much scholarship on philosophy, or if you've never had exposure to traditional therapy, it's very easy to see how a person could be bamboozled by what they do.
So you've been involved in the very same thing that Mark is currently enmeshed in, this landmark forum. That's what you're talking about.
Certainly. In fact, I've had a number of friends who were landmark graduates who on occasions had one time or another, you know, tried to invite us to one of their graduations. They didn't name the forum specifically, but I subsequently learned that, you know, what they were trying to involve us in, you know, was the forum. And it wasn't until about a few years later that we got a invitation to attend the forum from a person who we would otherwise have trusted, who was in fact a physician. But this was somebody we didn't know that well. And both my roommate and I decided reluctantly to go check it out because, again, it seemed to fit this pattern. We didn't know it would be the forum for sure, but, you know, it seemed like that was what they wanted us to do. And then they sent us to the website, and it looked kind of generic, and I'm a designer by occupation, so I recognized a lot of the tricks of the trade and such, but I thought, you know, let's go ahead and, you know, and give this thing a shot. And having had a lot of therapy under my own belt, as well as my partner, who's also a physician, who also has had a great deal of therapy, we felt like we had some benchmarks, but we also were psychologically, you know, protected well enough and confident enough that we didn't feel that we would be vulnerable to some of the effects that we've heard about anecdotally.
So you felt like you were prepared going into this. So you actually went to the weekend forum?
Yeah, what we did first was we went to the complimentary seminar where they have a lot of people giving testimonials. And so they don't come right out and tell you their whole schema.
Right, that's when they're saying how life-changing it is, how great it is, how life-changing
it is. It's testimonials. You know, they don't have any kind of syllabus or anything that's going to give you, you know, any ideas. You know, and they make it seem like they have something proprietary. In fact, they have a lot of very proprietary verbiage.
Right, they call it a technology.
It's all made up. It's all made up. I mean, it's asinine. You know, they used the phrase, our technology. And they kept using this analogy. They kept saying the reason that we're not letting you take breaks is it's a lot like that movie, The Crying Game. And if you walk out on that movie at the right point, you're going to miss everything.
Yep.
Well, they use that premise over and over and over again. In fact, I even wondered, you know, was the particular group leader doing so because he might have known I was transgendered, because I actually included that on my application. They ask a lot of information on the application, and in fairness, they do try to dissuade people with significant mental illness, you know, or problems.
But most people don't know.
Anything, you know, weird being asked on the thing. And also, you're allowed to get up and use the bathroom anytime you want.
Yeah, but they dissuade
from
it.
Yeah, that's correct.
They do say
you're free to do so, but they strongly discourage you from doing so.
Right.
Okay?
Now,
they keep telling you're going to miss something, that you're going to miss something. Now, I've taken courses in universities. I've gone to expensive seminars. I've done all these things, and trust me, very seldom is anything going to be such that you're going to really miss everything if you go take a restroom break.
Right, but the whole idea that you're going to miss out kind of puts the landmark thing up on a pedestal. Like, it's so special and so revolutionary that if you miss even a moment, we can't guarantee that you're going to get it.
Well, in defense of what they do, they do not purport, you know, to be a medical intervention, you know,
no,
or a treatment.
No.
Yeah, they
philosophy.
Are.
That's true. But what did you see?
You know, type of educational seminar.
Right, right. But nonetheless, there are people that get up there with some severe
problems. Absolutely.
Did you see any of this berating going on?
Absolutely. I saw a person decompensate right before my eyes. I even took the group leader to task over their methods. I mean, it's very obvious.
What was the issue? What happened?
Okay. Basically, you know, when you go through there, the very beginning, you know, they have an orientation and they tell you the rules, you know, and they tell you, you know, what to be expected, what the schedules are going to be. And it's a very grueling schedule. You know, it's a fully immersive kind of thing where they tell you to bring your food,
right.
You know, bring a snack, you know, and they're going to permit, you know, cigarette breaks and stuff. But then they have some very quirky admonitions. One is they don't want you to take any kind of medications, not even an aspirin. Now, they won't tell you why, but they'll tell you that they don't want you doing any of that. And then once you're there, if you
prescribe medications, they do tell you to take.
And that is true. They'll acquiesce if you're taking something that's required, but they really are imploring you not to take any kind of drug or medication for the duration, not just, you know, while you're there, but during the duration of the program.
That includes alcohol after the day is over.
That's correct. And the truth is if you've done any significant scholarship on cult psychology or group dynamics, this thing will blow your mind because it is like a checklist of everything you can imagine. I mean,
really
everything
is.
From crowding psychosis to Stockholm syndrome, they are using things like conditioned response where people clap in unison, rules such as having to approach the mic, you know, not allowing you to have food or drink in the actual room where the seminar is being
They also use the majority to impose certain feelings on
Absolutely.
Others who might be objecting,
what they're doing is they are using conditioned response, and they are basically leveraging the Stockholm syndrome. They know that if they break down your resistance, you know, first thing they do is if you come accompanying someone else in the program, they separate you. That's the first thing they want to do, is separate you. Second thing they do a lot of times is they're pretty good
about... They don't
about,
actually separate you. They tell you that it would be
best. Well, yeah, they implore you. I understand. Look, yeah,
these are very
you pick
subtle
up a lot of their rhetoric. I mean,
right.
And I'll be honest with you. If you've actually gone to a legitimate therapist, if you've actually studied psychology, if you knew the work of Abraham Maslow,
right.
You would storm out of there in indignance because they're trying to dumb it down. These people
my psychologist,
are morons.
I met my psychologist. I saw my psychologist at one of these events.
They're greedy. It's a greedy, sick organization. I'm going to come back with more. And if you can hang on, Margo, since you've been inside, I want to hear more from the inside of this organization, since Mark just denies to the hilt any of the other accusations that have been written down and documented online. So I'm going to hear it straight from Margo. Your calls as well. You take control of the airwaves. Somebody's online to support you as well, Mark. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free for the taking, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's a bunch of ladies that have sent us their validated photos because they like the show. You can see what I mean. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
We're talking about cults, specifically non-religious ones, and one in specific, the Landmark Education Forum, this cult that Mark is involved in. And we're getting into the details on how cultish it is, how the brainwashing techniques work, how these people are totally unqualified. The people running these forums are totally unqualified to be handling people with severe mental trauma due to past issues like rape, molestation, things like this in
the
past.
They tell you you can't take it if you're psychologically unfit.
I understand that, but most people don't understand that they might be psychologically unfit, so then they get up on stage, they break them down.
If there's a sign out in front of the roller coaster that says people with heart trouble shouldn't take this roller coaster, somebody with heart trouble says I don't have heart trouble, they get on the roller coaster, they die.
What they're doing is not helping people. They're not helping
people. They are absolutely
helping people. They're helping themselves to hundreds and hundreds of dollars from every single participant in the program. Let's go back to Margo in Arizona. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Margo,
Mark's actually telling you a lot about what happens to a person, you know, once they do buy into their paradigm, you know, because there's two kinds of people. People who are smart enough to demand their money back, and then those who are foolish enough to come under the spell. And
now, hold on, Mario. No. That's not fair. I'll stand up for Mark. He's a pretty smart guy. It's just that they don't appeal to intellect. They appeal to emotion.
Well, no, I understand listen to me. What I'm saying is that, okay, they have some verbiage. You know, they've got a concept. They have a framework. They have, quote, a technology that they present, and to a lot of people, it's very persuasive. However, I'll be very blunt. What they're teaching is dilettantism. What they're basically doing is they're giving you permission to suspend your so-called racket. Now, the irony of it is they use the term racket to characterize any other kind of system or belief system. So if you were to challenge the group leader, he's going to basically say, well, that's just your racket.
You'll be accused of being uncoachable.
Right. I'm glad you reminded me of that phrase, because that's their big, you know, conditioned response phrase is, are you coachable? Now, at
which
one
means,
point,
will you, which
I rolled
means, will
my
you absorb
eyes.
Everything that you tell us without question?
I shook my head when I saw what the group leader was doing, and he called me to the mic. He was going to try to basically humiliate me or decimate me in front of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, okay, I know what he's going to do. Let's go for it. So I go to the mic, and he's basically telling me to, you know, voice what my concerns are. So I basically voiced my concerns over the fact that they have admonished us, you know, to follow all these rules. Yet I could not help but notice that peppered throughout the audience that there were a number of plants, and I suspected these people were plants because they seemed to be exempt from the rules. For instance, they have rules against consuming beverages or food inside the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you had these people who were doing just that. And when I raised these issues, he got very, very combative and started trying to just trash me. And the thing is the information that is on the application provides them sufficient fodder to be able to know how to push those buttons. And that is why they are capable of decimating a person on pretty short order.
Plus, they have a bunch of non-answers as well. You can get up there and ask them questions, and they'll just bounce them all right off themselves with just this gobbledygook, this forum speak, and a bunch of nonsensical
answers.
Well,
that's the thing. See, they have a system. But the thing to remember is, generally, if you have any kind of orthodoxy or some sort of paradigm
mm-hmm.
where you've got some assertions and axioms, these things have to basically stand up against other systems. And so generally, if you have something that is, you know, taken into the canon of what we consider to be, you know, psychology or sociology or group
dynamics.
Yeah,
that has no place there. It has no place.
Yeah, well, that's my point is none of their stuff would stand up to academic scrutiny.
Of course
not. Because what they've done is
they're a bunch of hucksters.
They've cherry-picked a lot of other philosophical systems. Now, a lot of people will say that everybody does that. That is correct. But there is something called citation and attribution. These people are intellectually dishonest.
They claim it as their own. They claim it as their own unique system.
They have looted a number of other systems and dumbed them down.
Marco, I really appreciate the expertise. Any final thoughts for us?
I would say stay away.
Absolutely.
And the reason I would say stay away is this. Yes, they discourage you if you've got mental health problems from coming. That is correct. But the problem is that most people, I'm not saying all, but most people who would want to come to a landmark seminar have goals and needs that probably put them in a category where it would behoove them to get some psychological
some real
counseling.
Help from a real trained counselor. Margo, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
I can't believe that you think that the only access to mental health in this world is through a psychologist.
I didn't say that. I said somebody who's had some training to deal with this sort of thing.
These people
have not had that training.
They have training in dealing with philosophy.
They've had that's
and
correct.
Practical application.
They've had training in how to brainwash people into becoming essentially slaves to work a phone bank. We're going to go to Joe in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Joe in West Virginia. Oh, sorry, Joe's gone. In that case, we're going to go to Keith in Tennessee on the amplifier, and he's gone too. Well, let's talk to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sam.
I'm here. All right, so I want to just say that I haven't done Landmark, but I've done something similar called Millennium.
It's another large group awareness training?
Very similar, slightly different, probably a little more intense than what Landmark does.
Okay.
Absolutely one of the most profound experiences of my life. If you want, I'll tell you a little bit about what's changed since then.
Okay, sure.
Would that be
what's
helpful?
What's worked for you?
So before taking the training, I was engaged to somebody who was addicted to Xanax, ran all my friends off, and was just really kind of ruining my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I was settling, and, you know, I didn't want to keep looking and that sort of thing. So I went through, called off the wedding. The next girl I dated happened to be a business owner, ran three companies, very successful, a former model. That last year I
And
got,
wait a minute. Why are you attributing this decision to this seminar you took?
Oh, because it absolutely changed who I am, how I view the world, and the responsibility that I take for what I've created in my life.
There you go.
Uh-huh. And why is it that you couldn't have had a conversation with, say, some good friends that could have possibly put that same concept into your mind?
Oh, it just doesn't even come close to...
Have you gone to follow-up seminars?
No.
Have you been pushed to go to follow-up seminars?
No.
How long did this particular seminar last?
There's a basic class that's 3 days. There's an advanced that's five.
Did you go to both?
I did both, and then there's a leadership program that's 3 months where you have the coaching calls, and that's where they're encouraging you to enroll people.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind enrollment is if you can enroll people into the training, everything's really in an enrollment game, and you can enroll them into your life, into your vision, into what you want to create,
uh-huh.
and what you want to have be different in the world.
Right. What happens when somebody doesn't want to enroll?
You know, that's it's up to them.
Mm-hmm. Do you,
it really is.
Have you had any maybe friendships kind of break off as a result of you trying to enroll people and them not really wanting to be interested?
Certainly. Well,
you're admitting to the fact that you've alienated your friends.
Much over enrollment, but I have changed my friends. I mean, before I had friends that were similar positions or didn't make as much money as me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got two friends that are millionaires. My best friend makes, you know, $500,000 a year, drives five cars.
These are all people that you met in the trainings?
No.
Yes,
no.
This dangerous training.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Sounds like it was good for him.
Sounds like he's been brainwashed to me. 800-259-9231. I'm not
Sounds
denying
like he's working in his life.
That there's some people that can get some benefit here, but that doesn't. It's ignoring the people that have been harmed by this, Mark. And it's ignoring, of course, all of the other cultish aspects.
People are
We're
harmed
come
by
back
life.
More. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call, 800-259-9231. About what you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support us? Then join AMP. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 290 of our listeners have done, by going to amp.freetalklive.com and ponying up all of $3 a month. Now, remember, we give you all the features on the website for free. That's in comparison to those other radio talk shows that want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month for their archives. We give it all away, and we ask that you voluntarily support the show in return. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll learn some of the ways that we're spending the money, because, again, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, meaning we get the money in, we turn it right back around into buying advertising for Free Talk Live, like advertising to radio, in radio publications to get more stations on board, advertising on the Internet to get more Internet listeners on board with the show as well. So if spreading the message of freedom and liberty is important to you, then go to amp.freetalklive.com today. All right, so still talking about this landmark forum. This guy called in Sam from Texas moments ago. He apparently did something different, but it's another large group awareness training seminar, similar concepts. You pay hundreds of dollars.
Oh, Millennium.
Yeah, Millennium. You go in, you spend a weekend, you're indoctrinated with a bunch of gobbledygook, a bunch of forum speak, if you will.
And as a result, his life got significantly better.
That's just what he believes.
Oh, my God, you mean he has a story about it?
Yeah, he does have a story.
Okay,
about it.
Well then, fine. You've just backed up all of Landmark's.
There's plenty
after 3 hours. You've just backed up Landmark's philosophy. There's what happened, and there's the story about it.
You don't make any sense, Mark. You understand that you don't make sense when you start using your little forum speak.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. It made sense to every listener out there.
Oh yeah. Well, then why is it that most of our listeners are voting that you're a cult member?
Well, because
the poll is up right now at bbs.freetalklive.com. Under the show forum, you can cast your vote. Do you think Mark is a cult member? Look, it's fine. Some people may perceive that they've gotten benefits from it, but that doesn't mean that they wouldn't have gotten the same benefits by reading a $20 book instead of, you know, this $400 course.
Look, I could read a textbook on how to do algebra, or I could take a class. Obviously, a class is going to cost more. There's a person in front explaining it all. But some people learn better in different environments. Is all it is providing a service to somebody, Ian?
Right. Unfortunately, the service can be very dangerous to many of the people involved. There's so many stories, and I'm going to post this at bbs.freetalklive.com. The link to rickross.com, where there's plenty of personal stories about people who are hospitalized after their visit to the forum. All kinds of damage, mental damage being done to people. So for one example that you get from Sam saying, oh, this is great, it's changed my life, sign up today.
Well, 95% of people say that's how it is for them.
There's plenty of, oh yeah, that's a statistic from Landmark. There's plenty of other statistics and plenty of other information contradicting that, and lots of evidence, including experts on brainwashing and cults that say unequivocally, without a doubt, these are brainwashing techniques. It's a cult-like behavior. Finally, to wrap things up here, from Art Huckett over at rickross.com, he says, so you've been cajoled into attending the Landmark Forum. Maybe you believe what Mark and Sam had to say here tonight, or by a loved one or an employer. What do you do? I attended the Landmark Forum a few weeks ago, and against my better judgment, and afterwards I decided to compile this list of helpful suggestions for people who find themselves in the same uncomfortable position that I did. The forum may vary from region to region, so I don't know if this all happens at every Landmark Forum weekend. Number one, don't go. If it's a friend or employer who is enrolling you, give a very firm no as soon as possible, or better yet, use Landmark speak and say, I choose not to go. Give no explanations, for none will be accepted. And by the way, there's plenty of stories about people who tried to say no to Landmark, and they continue to be harassed by people on the phone, which is just amazing. This will not be easy for most people, but it's highly recommended. Number two, if you chicken out with rule number one, don't count on going to the forum and getting a refund on the first day. Yes, they do offer a refund, but before they offer it to you, there's a speech on how much courage it takes to attend Landmark, and how everyone there should be congratulated for having so much courage. After that, people who want a refund are asked to rise, go back to the room, and collect their refund. Very clever. If you don't have the fortitude to do number one, you won't find this one to be any easier.
I've seen people do that, and I'm sure they get their money back.
I'm sure they do, but you're missing the point, Mark. They're calling them cowards, essentially, if they stand up and walk away.
I had no desire to. I took it of my own free accord. I wanted to see what it was. I mean, you know, tell me. I paid my $350 to take this course.
I understand what you did. Number three, before you go, read as much about the Landmark Forum from rickross.com as you can stomach. It helps to know the jargon, techniques, philosophy, history, and the course, and of course, the big Sunday afternoon punchline, which we haven't touched on yet. Life is empty and meaningless. This is it. I mean, this is where it all builds to, is this claim that life is empty and meaningless. Do you have anything to say to that, Mark?
Life is absolutely empty and meaningless.
Do you want to back that up?
It's empty and meaningless that it's empty and meaningless. Life is nothing. There is nothing about life except what you create it to be. You create your own life. You are cause in the matter.
Okay, if you all understood that one. Number four, very important, bring your own chair. Landmark has notoriously hard chairs.
This is good advice.
Bring along one of those fold-up canvas chairs. On the breaks, take the chair with you and move to another area when you return. There's no acceptable reason for you to be uncomfortable.
Or, better yet, one of those hemorrhoid pillows, the inflatable one dealies. Those are awesome.
If you bring your own chair, you can constantly choose to be on the ends of one of the last rows. Also, an added bonus is you're likely to inspire others to show up on subsequent days with their own chairs. Landmark wants a very controlled environment. They don't like this control being disrupted, but they will accommodate you. Five, bring a cooler full of food and keep it in your car. Mm-hmm. The half-hour breaks aren't long enough to run out to a restaurant. Make your own sandwiches and bring your favorite fruits and vegetables. Eat things that will keep your energy up. You need healthy foods to keep your critical thinking in gear. That way they can't totally exhaust you, which is what they try to do. Number six, at the beginning of the forum, the leader may mention that, quote, everything I say up here isn't the truth, unquote. Remember this, and take them at their word. Pay attention to these sorts of disclaimers. Eventually, they'll tell you outright that what they're telling you for the next few days is crap. You can, at the very least, agree on that. Number seven, they give you homework at the breaks. Don't do the homework. If by chance someone asks you why you didn't do your homework, just say, because I chose not to. That's all you need. Number eight, because remember, the homework is going to be you calling people, trying to recruit them to this crazy
forum. That's not it. No.
That is what happens. Number eight, don't stand up. And try to reason, we already talked about this, Mark, and try to reason or argue with the leader. This is pointless. The Landmark philosophy rejects the concept of reason. Remember, you can't reason a person out of an idea that wasn't reasoned into to begin with. Number nine, the leader and volunteers aren't your friends. They're like car salesmen or people who sell timeshares in Fort Lauderdale. They may be friendly, they may be very nice people, but they aren't your friend. 10, don't be angry. You're already there. Don't make it worse for yourself by being angry. Yes, you're bored, frustrated, and bored. But maybe make a game out of the situation. Think up names for the various volunteers. Call them by their designated nicknames when you breeze past them on your way to and from the meeting room. How's it going, Roscoe? Attaboy, Skippy. Beautiful day, huh? Chuckles? But disclaimer, enthusiastic friendliness is an important key. Number 11, when approached by one of the volunteers, tell them no more about yourself than what you would tell a perfect stranger. Be cheerful, maintain unwavering eye contact, and deflect their prying questions about you by asking only questions about them. Where are you from? How long have you been in Landmark? What event in your past did you overcome because of the Landmark Forum? Are you a cat person? Etc. If there's one thing that you can count on, it's that Landmarkians, like anybody...
I love that term, Landmarkians.
...love to talk about themselves. Keep them going until they get bored or until time runs out. And then he adds...
And just like everybody else, these people are not nefarious. They do not go back and report. I have been one of these
assistants. No, they're not nefarious. They're just brainwashed.
They don't go back and report information
that
they've gotten from you to anyone else.
Didn't suggest they did. I found it startling how much Landmark philosophy is almost an exact photo negative of objectivism. Feelings over reason, denial of objective reality, devaluing of human judgment, and volunteers that give up their time for a group without compensation. Both philosophies emphasize choice, but in diametrically opposite ways. Landmark encourages choice as an end to itself. I choose because I choose to. Cutting evidence or reason out of the equation. Objectivism is about choice based solely on a devotion to one's own interest, using one's own senses and mind to reason and understand a tangible world. Ask yourself why the leader keeps quoting Stalinists like Jean-Paul Sartre and the Nazi Martin Heidegger. No doubt some people will be impressed by quotes from philosophers with exotic-sounding foreign names, but why does the leader feel that such compromised individuals are so intellectually persuasive? Does the leader hope that most in the room haven't heard of these people, or maybe haven't yet mastered the finer points of Googling? Let's go to Wayne in New Hampshire. Just enough time for some points from you on something totally different. Wayne, what's up?
Well, actually, I've been listening, and I'd like to harmonize with that a little bit because I have quite a bit of experience with those types of seminars.
I did
quite a few of them over the years, and I must say that they can be dangerous. I've had friends who have been harmed by them. I also think that if you can climb into somebody's birdcage, you just have to be strong enough to bust out when you're ready. I think there are things that can be learned from them.
Of course, anybody can learn from a bad situation where they've spent too much money.
Sure, absolutely. And I haven't done them in years, but I did them when I was younger. And I must say that I think that the rule of thumb here, Mark, is you can't buy the whole package.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you have. You been to the advanced course, the basic course, and the volunteer course, and the
I haven't been to self-expression.
You're going to be working the phone
program.
Bank and cleaning the bathrooms before you know it.
Oh,
thanks
God.
For the call, Wayne. We're done. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
The only reason you haven't done it yet is because I've been keeping you here six nights
it's
a week.
It's been
thank
four
goodness.
Years since I took it.
And we've been on the air 4 years. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.